Welcome to your daily Hacker News Briefing. We've got updates across AI development, space technology, and advanced computing models this morning. First up is QWEN 3.627b, which the community considers the sweet spot for local AI development. The consensus is that this model is ideal for running sophisticated tasks on personal devices because it balances high quality with efficiency. While faster alternatives exist, those requiring superior quality output, like for complex code generation, still favor the 27B version. If you're looking to set up QWEN locally using Llama.cpp, remember the optimized setup involves utilizing 8-bit quantization and multi-token prediction for best results. Beyond that, there's an opportunity to build a local knowledge-augmented LLM framework. This tackles the challenge of current AI models being monolithic by separating core intelligence from external factual knowledge bases. And for power users, integrating this local server with tools like OpenCode is an efficient way to boost development capabilities. Next in tech news is Rocket Lab acquiring Iridium. This historic $8 billion merger creates a fully vertically integrated space powerhouse. By combining launch manufacturing and satellite communications, the new entity aims to become a major player in global telecom and defense markets, particularly expanding into IoT and direct-to-device services. Moving into specialized computing models, we have Ornith 1.0. This is an impressive open-source suite designed specifically for advanced agentic coding tasks. It achieves state-of-the-art performance by optimizing not just the solution but the entire search scaffold. For developers tackling these complex models, understanding how to use reasoning and tool call parsers when serving them is crucial for clean, actionable output streams. Our fourth story is a deep dive into the radiation exposure lie. This article challenges widespread fears about low-level radiation by pointing out that many harms are exaggerated or based on flawed scientific interpretations. From this discussion arise excellent project ideas. Specifically, building an open-source validator tool for statistical hypotheses that automatically corrects for multiple comparisons could give researchers more reliable data analysis tools. Finally, we're looking at WAtoboy and the general topic of JIT compilation and emulation. The story details a Game Boy emulator achieving high performance by generating WebAssembly bytecode. This technique is valuable because it bypasses restrictions on direct machine code generation. However, this leads to opportunities for building a universal JIT emulation framework, an abstract layer that could generalize this complex process for any target CPU architecture within a web browser environment. That's all the highlights for your briefing. Have a productive day.